Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
The process of being successful in powerlifting, bodybuilding, Olympic lifting, and strongman really requires more than just that focus on lifting. It's all the rebuilding, and now that's become more than just eating and sleeping. It's also become rehab, which is a huge component now of recovery. I was here for your seminar, and I can't remember which of the presenters said it, but he said you can train as hard and as often as that from which you can recover, and that you couldn't put it any better than that.
Yeah.
And so when you start to realize that, and I mentioned this in a rant where I said that the more you eat and the more you sleep, the more you can train, and the more you train, the more you need to eat and the more you need to sleep, which then allows you to train more, which then keeps going.
Yeah.
And so you just keep spiraling that up towards being able to train as much and as hard as you possibly can, and then you become consumed by all of the obligations. The requirements to train that hard and that often are everything that you have to do outside the gym. I've said it's that you become a victim of your own circumstance. Yeah. If I want to hold on to 250 pounds of muscle, then I have to eat 6+ times a day, and I have to train every so often. It's like you're putting yourself in this in this prison almost these obligations start to fill, and every step you take towards getting better requires more commitment.
Yeah.
In some avenue, either more sleep, more food, more training, more rehab, which could include everything from, mobility and stretching to ART, whatever all goes into that.
And then those can get to the point where they become conflicting with each other because, with finite time in the day, if you can't train more because then you don't have enough time to eat, sleep, recover.
Yeah.
And, finding that Dr. Mike was probably the one, Dr. Mike Israetel was probably the one who was talking about it in that seminar where we talk a lot about the idea of maximum recoverable volume. That maybe could you do more training? Yes, but would it be something that you're able to recover from and be useful to you? And we've gone on now to even expand the idea of MRV to now talk about MAV, maximum adaptable volume. That not just the most that you could possibly do and come back to survive the next workout, but to have enough in the enough resources to be able to recover and improve upon that.
That was a clip from episode number 41 with Stan Efferding, the Rhino Swims with Sharks. Stan has so much great advice on training, nutrition, business, and motivation. He's one of our favorite guests, and this is one of our favorite episodes ever. Check out the full episode with Stan right here or through the link in our info. If you're interested in online coaching, visit juggernautcoaching.com through the link in our info or right here.